Okay, we are back in session. We are going to take our two-pack that is 2284 Catherine Peachy DVM and 2285 Jennifer Mayo DVM. Tracy, I believe the summary is the same, but we are going to, we will discuss and vote on those separately though. Okay.
Yes. So case 2284 Catherine Peachy DVM and case 2285 Jennifer Mayo DVM. The complainant in both cases is the same, Joseph and Robin Suma. On January 25th, 2022, Coconut, a 12-year-old female West Highland Terrier, was presented to Dr. Mayo for a dental procedure and extractions. The procedure took approximately 6 hours. The dog recovered and was discharged later that day. The following day, the dog was presented to Dr. Peachy due to lethargy and inappetence. The dog was examined, diagnostics were performed, and the dog was administered buprenorphine prior to discharge. On the morning of January 27, 2022, the dog was unresponsive with shallow breathing and complainants headed to an emergency facility. Unfortunately, the dog passed away prior to arrival. And the committee concluded that no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded. The board dismissed this issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 5-0. And that was in both case 2284 and case 2285.
Okay. No violations in either.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you, Tracy.
And I will say, though, with case 2285, that Dr. Dow was opposed to the dismissal.
Okay.
Thank you.
Noted. Dr. Thompson, you are the lead.
Yes. So this one was a tough one to follow and kind of keep track of, and I had a lot of questions, and I have to say that IC did a good job of trying to ferret stuff out on this one. It's hard, you know, this poor dog obviously did not have a positive outcome, and you start to look at, like, where could there have been changes in how the case was approached, and, you know, having two veterinarians involved in it, each one, I think, could have probably done something different, and I do have additional questions, and I'm actually quite curious, Dr. Mousley, like, your thoughts on this case. I look at the age, I look at the drugs that were right. used in this case, the amount of time that the patient was under anesthesia, the fact that there were, you know, problems with extractions, and yes, the big question was, when do you refer, when don't you refer, but, you know, I don't know, I think about how I would have approached it, and I think at some point I would have said, this is beyond my comfort, right. or restart, and would we have been in a different place?
Yeah, I agree with your assessment completely. The length of time to extract four teeth, mm-hmm. Almost 4 hours, and the radiographs, we couldn't, they weren't legible in this information here. There's a condition that occurs in older dogs where the roots begin to resorb and they are replaced with bone. Mm-hmm. And that is an extremely difficult situation to deal with. And I've dealt with that many times. And sometimes you just go, there is no way, without causing damage, which she doesn't sound like she did any damage during the procedure, but it's possible. You go, I'm basically trying to extract bone here. And so crown amputation, even though we usually think of that mm-hmm. in cats, but in this case, and he explained it to the owner, I left those roots because chipping means they weren't coming out because the periodontal ligament was lost.
Right.
And that you just go, no, we need to back off and either take off the crown and wait and see what happens and explain that to the owner, or if you want those taken out, a specialist then should be consulted. But to continue on and on and on.
Yeah, and even communication with the owner during the process. Hey, whether you're comfortable doing this or not, I'm two teeth in, we're 3-4 hours into the procedure. I would really think for the safety of your pet to go to let's stage this,
yeah.
you know, and there wasn't that communication. And then on the flip side, the day after, like I look at that patient And I know it's a little late in years, but this dog has not had an anesthetic procedure its life except for its spay. We're 12 years old, we're a Westie, we are lethargic, we're stumbling, we're ataxic. Like, could we have done a little bit of blood work to look, check our electrolytes? So those are just things, and so I just feel like I have more questions to ask. So I would move to put this as an informal.
Okay, and can I just interject real quick? Mr. Stahl, I apologize. I'm looking at my cheat sheet here and not seeing complainants or respondent, but then you have a little category over here that says you are monitoring for both of these. So please note that for both cases, Mr. Stahl is monitoring.
That's okay. It's just like being home. I'm used to being
It's like you're one of us. I'm just here all the time.
It's because of the new facial growth.
Yes, I'm monitoring only.
Okay. All right. So Dr. Thompson, that was a motion then?
Yes, to move case 2284 to an informal.
Okay.
And as, well, no, I guess we'll vote on that.
Yep.
And then I would want the other one to go as well. So those have to be separate, correct?
Correct. Okay.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion?
I think that staging a lot of times is very scary to veterinarians, mm-hmm. just from at least my experience. Because the client may get upset, right? Why didn't you do this all at once? What's the problem? It's a really crappy situation because hindsight's 20/20, and did time get away from the doctor? And again, the anesthetic risk is really long anesthesias, but I think this case may have looked a little bit different. It, even if it would have come to the board as a complaint because it didn't all get done, or you know, you did these other things, just the medical side would have looked probably a lot different. And so that's just the frustrating part of this is you understand why the veterinarian wanted to get it done.
Sure.
Right.
But yikes, you know? So I think it is very fascinating. It would be really helpful to understand more from the doctors, mm-hmm. both maybe in this case, but I know we're just talking about the one, to make a better decision, because I think where, like you said, it was a complicated case and the investigative committee did a really good job mm-hmm. of trying to dig in. They dug in really well, and now it's like, okay, but now there's more questions.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah, darn it.
Yeah.
But
that's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right, well, we have a motion and a second to move 2284 to an informal. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. So we will move on now to Jennifer Mayo, DBM. Same summary, same case.
Same summary, same case, and same motion. I motion to take 2285 to an informal.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second to move to an informal. Any discussion on this one? Same as last one. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. We'll move 22185 to an informal as well. Okay, so now we are going to jump ahead to number four, administrative review of previous actions. We are going to start with 1971, Celeste Roy, DVM. This is her quarterly appearance, and we are going to get her on the phone. Hi, Dr. Roy, this is Jessica Krager. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can, thank you.
All right, well, now is the time for your quarterly appearance as required by the consent agreement, and the board can review, discuss, and take action on any information that is presented, and the lead on this is Ms. Solomon, so I'm gonna turn it over to her.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Ms. Chair Krager. Dr. Roy, good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Solomon, how are you?
I'm terrific, how are you?
I am excellent, thank you.
Good. I can hear it in your voice. That's wonderful. I want to double check with Victoria. We did get you updated the quarterly IDEX report.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Which is there anything outstanding reporting wise?
Not reporting wise, but while I have the opportunity, Dr. Roy did send me a request this morning that she'll want to ask about, and I did put it on the cloud.
Okay.
Related to her being out of town in August, is that correct, Dr. Roy?
Yes.
Okay.
And for our edification, is that I'm not seeing that in her file. Is that Was it a late add?
I just added it this morning when I received it. So Dr. Wright, or Dr. Roy probably can just tell you about it.
Okay, please.
It's just like a quick request number.
Okay, please do, Dr. Roy.
Okay.
My dad is
in his 80s, and I like to celebrate his birthday with him, and we do have the opportunity. It just came up to be able to go to Santa Rosa, California, where they live in August, August 4th through 23rd, and we have the opportunity to spend a few weeks with them if that would be okay. And so I was asking for permission to be excused from drug testing or just test before and after, whatever is deemed appropriate.
Yes, I would definitely support testing before and after. Having lived in Santa Rosa for 18 years, it's a beautiful place to visit. So I hope you have a great trip, and make sure you test COVID-wise 48 hours before you go.
And I will definitely, so I will test, I will go to the drug place and I will request extra tests. I will test the day before I leave and I will test the day after I get back.
Yeah, I just got back from a family reunion over July 4th, 92-year-old uncle and 96-year-old aunt, and we tested before dinner every night, yeah.
Oh.
But anyhow, it sounds like a wonderful trip, and do we need to take formal action or just, okay, great. Anything else you would like to update us on, Dr. Roy?
We went to the Arctic and we had the opportunity to see 3 polar bears and hundreds of walruses.
Oh my goodness.
And the walruses were probably the highlight because they were close to us, unlike the polar bears who are very far away. So that was very wonderful.
Yeah. That's great. Will you take some fabulous trips?
I know. Dr. Roy, take me on vacation. Seriously.
That's great. That adds a lot of joy to life, for sure, to have those wonderful experiences. So it sounds like you're doing great. I have no further questions. Keep up the great work. Do any of the board members have any questions?
Do not.
Great. Thank you again, Dr. Roy, for your appearance.
Thank you again. I appreciate your time.
You bet. And have a great trip to Sonoma County.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Now we're going to move on to item number 2, which is Crystal Delano, DVM. Come on down. This is not The Price is Right.
Right.
Just state your name for the record.
Crystal Delano.
Great. Well, thank you. And this is your time for your quarterly appearance as required by the consent agreement. And it's our time to review or discuss, take any action that is presented. And again, Ms. Solomon is the lead, so I'll let her take it from here.
Yes. Just to double check with Victoria, we don't have anything outstanding, do we, with Dr. Delano? I don't think so. Okay. Just want to double check. Dr. Delano, it's great to see you again, love the smile. That's the smile of recovery, so that's wonderful. How are you doing? Anything new and exciting going on?
Not really, just working on my horse and trying to become a trail horse, which is a challenge, but coming from a track.
So yeah, that's a big change.
Taking a few days off here and there just to kind of say, doesn't get overwhelming because like every vet clinic we're all backed up and yes. Short staffed one way or the other, so
yeah. So that taking time off is when it's that busy, it can be stressful to do. On the other hand, it's self-care.
And I usually don't take time off. Yeah. I'm like, no, let's do it. I took time yesterday off just because I had jury duty, but it got canceled, so I was like, well, I'll get stuff done at the house, and I worked on records from home, so
that's not a day off.
Yeah.
That's great. Is there anything new and exciting other than that happening with you?
No. Not that I could think of. May go down and see my parents in September.
Cool.
For dove hunting and see my parents.
That's so great. And where are you going in September?
Blythe, California.
Great.
So when it's a little cooler than it is now. So.
Nice.
So yeah, that's it. Nothing big. I just went to Laughlin for my birthday. So got out, never been there actually. So it's cool to see the Colorado River from that aspect, yeah. For Blythe, you know, a little farther up. So
that's a tricky river. I tried water skiing in that. You don't realize the current is going to take you.
Better to float.
Well, I'm glad you celebrated a great birthday. And I have nothing further to ask. It's great to see you're doing so well. Continue the great work.
Will do.
Any questions of board members?
I don't think so either. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, thank
appreciate
you.
See you guys in 3 months.
Okay.
Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, and let's see, we're still on time, 10:15. Okay, so now we're going to move on to item number 3 there, 2107, which is Aaron Hisrich, DVM. Let's come forward with your attorney, and this is the time for your quarterly appearance as required by your consent agreement. And again, we just note that Ms. Frost is going to be recused from this item, and Ms. Solomon, you are the lead.
Yes, I have a quick question for Mark. To ask questions regarding the police report or the incident, do we need to go into a closed session or can that be done in open session?
I believe it can be done in open session. It depends upon the nature of your questions.
Okay, one of them relates to an amount of medication in the police report.
That we should do in the executive session.
Okay. Okay, then to get it out of the way, Mr. Chairman, Ms. Chair Krieger, I move we go into an executive session for medical information.
To discuss.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Have a motion and a second to go into executive session. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Thank you. Thank you.